Thank you. Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board first meeting in 2020 of the Coordinating Committee. Today is July 23rd, 2020. Time is 9:37 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are now live. I'm going to call the meeting to order. This is Dwayne Lark, the Vice Chair of the Pacifica National Board, and I'm going to ask the Secretary to call the roll. Given that we don't have a Secretary of this committee, I'm going to ask Grace, would you mind calling the roll?
Oh, okay, sure. Wasn't expecting to, but let me get my roll sheet. Grace Aaron is here. Robin Collier, Chris Corey, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, Lyndon Foley.
Chris Corey is here.
Okay. Jan Goodman, Heather Gray, Sabrina Jacob.
Here.
Dwayne Lark, Ron Pinchback.
Present. Here.
Okay, Dwayne. Okay. Ralph Pointer. Sandra Rowland.
Here.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
All right. Sean Rose.
Here.
Okay. Eileen Rosen. James Sagerton.
Here.
All right. Nancy Sorden.
Present.
Okay. Alex Steinberg. Andrea Turner. Paulina Vasiliev.
Presente.
Okay. Tom Voorhees. All right. So the people I have present are Grace Aaron, Chris Corey, Dwayne Lark, Ron Pinchback, Sandra Rowland, Lawrence Reyes, Sean Rhodes, James Sagerton, Nancy Sorden, and Paulina Vasiliev. Is there anyone on the call who I haven't called? Okay, there you go. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 members present.
Chair or convener, this is Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I guess this would be a point of order. Could you make an announcement for the people that are listening that may have seen the list that's an old list and it needs to be updated? It hasn't been updated for this year.
Consider it announced. You just did.
Thank you.
And I'll also add to those who are listening that this is the first meeting. So technically, as Otis pointed out before we came on the stream, there are three automatic members of this committee. That is the chair, the vice chair, and the secretary. And the bylaws permit at least one PNB member from each of our five stations. So that is where we are now. Madam Secretary, how many individuals are in this meeting by number?
10.
Okay, very well. Now, obviously, we don't have a printed agenda, but what I would like to offer you is that our objective tonight is threefold, and any member of this body can add to that agenda. The first item is to determine how we're going to populate the committee. As I stipulated at our last meeting, and I will re-stipulate, that the bylaws are pretty clear that the officers of PNB are members of this committee, as well as at least at least one member from each station. I took the liberty of sending out an email in response to Ms. Sandra Rawlins' inquiry, and I suggested that each of you station representatives get together and maybe come to a consensus among yourselves about one member so that we could preclude the need for a formal election. There may have been members, would you please mute yourself if you have not been recognized? Thank you. That may have been done. As I understand it, I believe that's the case with KPFT, but I will entertain those facts at each station. So that's the first item of the agenda, to determine the population. The second item is to determine the election of a chair. When to be the operative term, setting a date for an election or a chair. Third would be if we have concluded who may be members of this committee by that second point being taken care of, or that second item on the agenda, we could actually go right into the nuts and bolts of this committee's charge, which is primarily to make the agenda for the meeting. That would be the PNB meeting coming up. And if we find a struggle in doing that, we can wait until the election. We can wait until, if we don't make a determination of just how we're going to choose those sitting members of this committee. Now, I guess it would be in order to ask, are there any requests, excused absences on this meeting? And I really don't believe it should be necessary. I don't expect anyone is going to be counted absent, since no one is a member of this committee except the three that I've just aforementioned. So could we have a timekeeper for the agenda item, which are three?
Mr. Chair, request for information. This is Paulina.
Go ahead, Paulina.
Is the executive director, interim director, executive director also considered a member of this committee?
Well, I don't mind others reading into the bylaws, but I did read the bylaws to you in the record last meeting. And the officers of the, she is considered, or he is considered an officer, so they would be a member of the body, of the committee.
Okay, thank you. Just clarifying for the record. Appreciate it.
But not a voting member, correct? I'm sorry, this is Sandra. May I be recognized? It's my understanding that the interim executive director or the executive director would be a member of the coordinating committee but not a voting member. Is that correct?
Well, as Dana, I'll answer that question. But obviously, we have parliamentary experts here as well as parliamentarian may be on the line. It is my understanding that the she is or he is a voting member, as with other committees.
And this is Lydia.
Yes, go ahead, Lydia.
I'm in all my years on the board, the ED has always been a voting member.
Yeah, I understand that, and the bylaws are pretty explicit in that.
Yeah.
Even the chair is a de facto member of all committees, but doesn't necessarily have a vote unless it's articulated of their presence. So in this case, as I read it, and those of you who want to read, reread, and you find something different, we'll take that up.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate
You're
the
welcome.
Clarification.
Okay. Now, for anyone who would volunteer to be the timekeeper for the item on the agenda, and I'm going to ask for your consensus, since there are three items on the agenda, and we don't have a printed agenda, and I understand you probably want this meeting to go very expeditiously and fast, I would say we would spend 15 minutes and have a sentence if necessary on those three items? Any objection? Okay, do we have any volunteers?
I can do the time. What's the items?
Okay, the items are to determine the election of the members of this committee. Election.
Time on that? Okay, how much time on that one? 15 minutes? 15
minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the election date for a chair, assuming we'll have more than one nominee when we get to that. If we don't have only one nominee, that won't be necessary, obviously.
Okay.
And
time on
third, that. Okay, and third, to determine whether we want to set the agenda, make the agenda for the next meeting for the P&B.
Okay, so that would be 15 minutes on each?
Yes, and okay. As I stated, it's open for extension if necessary. But I'm
okay.
Just trying to give us a guideline so that we can move rather swiftly in this first meeting.
This is Grace.
Okay, go ahead. Who was speaking? Grace?
This is Grace for the point of information.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, I'd like to add a pro tem secretary to the agenda because I'm not, my phone is unstable and I don't have the capacity to be the secretary for this meeting because
I understand. So what we'll do is it anyone who wants that? Because I don't believe it's going to be an election. Will anyone serve as a temporary secretary? Anyone? That's for this meeting.
Dwayne, this is Sandra. I will try.
Okay, Sandra, thank you for stepping up. Appreciate that. And does anyone object to my convening this meeting? This is, I don't suppose we'll have an election for a pro tem chair if there are any objections. If there are objections, we'll have just an official nomination process like we normally do. Do I hear any objections? Okay, hearing none. Now, I thank you, Nancy, for stepping up to do the timekeeping for the agenda item. Thank you, Sandra, for doing the pro tem or temporary secretary. And could I get someone to do the time for individuals?
James, I'll do it.
Thank you, James. I believe we're set now. I think that allows us to go to the meat of it, which is the first item on the agenda. Is Ron currently on the call?
I'm here.
Yes,
okay.
I'm on the call. I'm here.
Okay, I am entertaining a motion at this time to address the first item on the agenda, which is to determine the makeup.
Okay, so I Chair, if I could be recognized.
Go ahead, Mark.
So I would highly recommend that we have some volunteers to be on this committee from each signal area. And for KPFK, I will volunteer. I can't speak for any other station.
Well, let me back up a bit because I thought there was a motion prepared. Let me ask KPFT, given that there's how many members on this call of 10 or 11 people on this call from KPFT, with the exception of myself?
Just me. This is Sandra. May I be recognized?
Yes, Sandra. Go right ahead.
Yes, I reached out to both Lyndon and Wally and did not get an affirmative volunteering from either of them, so I think that makes me the volunteer from KPFT, if nobody objects.
Excellent. I believe KPFT then is taken care of. Now I would ask on the on the call, how many are from WPSW?
Sounds like two of us.
Okay. And would either one of you want to volunteer to be on this committee?
Quite frankly, this is Ron. Can I be recognized?
Go right ahead, Ron.
All right. I'm under the impression that, that those five representatives representing the five stations, that they be, as you suggested earlier, that they be, that be hashed out amongst those representatives serving those stations. And right now we have people that are not here who may be willing to serve. And this meeting was called, rather hastily. So some people, aren't here. So I have a problem with populating this committee with permanent people at this time. And people who are interested aren't here. So that's my concern.
Okay, Ron, let me remind you that this is a regular Thursday, which we tend to have been meeting every Thursday, almost, and that there was a meeting prior to this that was scheduled to be. So, while I do take in consideration that your concern is the individuals who may be interested are not here, what I'd like to do is postpone any further consideration on PFW and go to BAI and see if BAI has chosen through acclamation or through some synergy one person that they would put forth. So those of you who from BAI, have you had a discussion among yourselves as to who may represent BAI?
Duane, this is Paulina. May I be recognized the request for information?
Well, I want to get the answer from BAI first, and then I recognize you. I believe that Sean, there's James, are the only two on this call. So have you guys had a discussion with any other of the two, including yourself, regarding a representative from WBAI?
This is James. May I be recognized?
Go right ahead, James.
Yeah, I have not had any such conversation, and in fact, I thought initially that this meeting was going to be for anyone who was interested and wanted to show up and assumed that we would take it from there. And I also have a question, which is, it says at least one representative from each signal area. Does that include the officers? And if not, that means there will be two on the committee from some of the signal areas. Is that correct?
That's been the standing process for the last several years, that the bylaws articulate that the three officers are members and at least, keep repeating this, and at least one member from each of the five stations.
Well, the way I'm hearing that, I don't see it as, I don't see that language being determinative of the question that I asked, but if that's the practice and the precedent, I'm okay.
James, I would encourage you to read the bylaws.
Mr. Chair, don't do that. Don't suggest that I read the bylaws. Of course, I've read the bylaws.
You said that it wasn't clear, so if I'm not being able to make it clear with my words, I'm only suggesting that these words have been written for over 20-some years, and I've stated over and over that it states that the three officers are members of this committee and one, at least one member of each station.
Right, but that doesn't exclude the idea that it would be the officers and then one member from any station that's not represented by the officers. So I was just trying to get some clarity on the precedent and how that's been handled, which I did receive.
Okay, well, obviously the way the thing's been running for the last 10 or 12 years, as I know it, it's been eight people on the committee, okay?
Yes, I got that.
Okay. All right. Now, since there seems to be some ambiguity as to how we're going to populate this committee, I think based on the responses that I've gotten, Paulina, go ahead and ask your question so I could get to the larger point.
Thank you. I understand, as per the bylaws, officers of the foundation are members of the committee. Is the ICFO an officer of the foundation, and if so, should she be present on this call?
That's already been determined.
Right. So to answer your question, I believe she indicated that she may have had something else to do because she was aware of the meeting, just like the other 12 members were aware of the meeting who were on the call last Thursday.
Is she a member?
Round to the stack. Jesus Christ.
Okay,
I thought
you
answered that question early in the meeting about whether Lydia was a member or not, a voting member.
Well, the ICFO, she's speaking of Anita.
Yes, Anita is also a member of this committee. She's an officer of the board.
So if an officer is an officer, I don't really think we need to go back and forth about whether an officer is on the committee or not, okay? Now, I believe I heard someone else request the floor.
Lawrence,
go ahead.
Thank you. There is nothing in the bylaws that state that the ICFO or the CFO is a voting member of the coordinating committee. I don't think it even says that they are a voting member of the National Finance Committee, but they are. So the ambiguity is pretty clear in regards to the bylaws that the ICFO is not a voting member of the of this committee.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I disagree. If you're a member of the committee, unless it specifies, and bylaws current and past have always specified those people that are not voting members, and the current bylaws do the same thing. So if you're not specified as a non-voting member, then you are a member of the committee and have every right of every other committee member, unless it's explicitly stated that you may not vote. As the CFO is a voting member of the committee, always has been, and I'm about to send you just a list so that everyone knows who is called an officer of the foundation in the bylaws.
Okay, I heard someone chime in. Could you state your name, please?
Grace, I wanted the floor.
Did you come back in? Because someone just came in. That's who I'm trying to determine who just came in.
No, I've been here.
So that person, are you hearing me asking you to state your name?
I don't know if you're referring to me, Jan Goodman. I've been on the call for...
Oh, this y'all didn't hear that bell I just heard, which indicates someone has come on the line. But go ahead.
Jan Goodman is going to be on the coordinating committee. I just, was interested in seeing what was going on. So,
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, I'd just like to read what it says. It says, a coordinating committee which shall coordinate board activities between meetings, which committee shall include as members all foundation officers, and at least one director from each radio station area. So the office, what it says is and at least one director.
Right. That's
so theoretically there could be an officer from KPFT plus one or more other directors from KPFT.
Well, thank you
for the bylaws.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
That's the way that it's written in the
bylaws.
That's
the way it's written.
And it's not ambiguity. It's not ambiguous. It's really inarguable. So that's why I responded the way I responded. Thank you for reading it again.
This is Lydia. To the stack.
Go ahead, Lydia.
So, again, historically what happened, and anyway, historically what happened is that in before 2012, we always had just one person from each station in addition to the officers. And actually it was Ken Aaron and Ali Lexa one time when, in 2012 here, when we had an in-person meeting, who leaned over to me at lunchtime and said, did you notice that it just says at least one? That means that more people can be on the committee. Exactly what Gray said. And then that gave way to the first motion to add two people from each station to the committee. And so from that point on, at least through the time that I was last on the board through 16, there was always a motion from the PMB relative to all the committees. This year is an exception to that, that designated and took a vote on how many members from each station should be, are allowed to be on the committee, just as a point of reference and practice. So if you're going to have more, then there should be a motion designating that additional, the composition.
When I read it twice or three times last week, I made that point, that it does say at least one, which implies it can be more than one.
Right, so, and I'm just saying, point, if it's going to be, my point is, if it's going to be, it would require a motion to that effect. Thank you.
Well, at this point,
Brown to the side.
Go ahead, Brown.
Yeah, the quantity of this committee, I have some concerns about also, because quite frankly, that committee has got a lot of work to do, and I think, quite frankly, at this time, we ought to just limit it to those people, to those representatives from each station, you know, and the officers. If we start allowing everybody that wants to join this committee to join this committee, then this essentially becomes another PMB. You know, we could have, another 24-member committee, you know, trying to work out an agenda, you know, and so on and so forth. So I'm urging your colleagues that for the immediate future, that we limit, you know, the participation in the committee to what's stated in the bylaws, to that minimum requirement of the bylaws, that one representative from each station will be selected, and the officers. People can listen in, but I'm talking about voting numbers. This is going to get real hairy. You know, so that's my thought. I'd like to put forth a motion that would limit the participation at this time to one representative from each station and the officers, you know, as out.
90 seconds.
Paulina, okay. With a point of order. I have a point of order, Mr. Chair.
Well, before your point of order, there is a motion on the floor, and I'm entertaining it. And is there a second to the motion?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Paulina, stand down for a moment, please. Is there a second to the motion?
Dwayne, this is Sandra.
Green.
I have a point of information. What about the affiliates? Shouldn't we have at least one affiliate member be a member of this committee?
That's not articulated in the bylaws. And when the bylaws are explicit, as they were written and read most recently, it says, and I repeat, the officers and at least one member from each station, and the affiliates are not stations.
Mr. Chair, points of order take precedence. I do insist, please.
Well, listen, go ahead.
I appreciate that. I believe that it's not the purview of this not yet constituted committee to decide how many members from each signal area will be populating the said committee. I believe it's the purview of the body. This committee, for some reason, was noticed as the coordinating committee. I believe it should have been noticed as an extraordinary meeting of the DNB. Now, I am not saying that we shouldn't be making these important decisions now and considering the motion proposed, but I am wondering whether we are actually following procedure. Thank you.
Well, thank you Well, let me deal with the first point of order, if you will.
Chair, timekeeper with the report.
Yes,
4 minutes remaining for this item.
Okay, let me deal with this point of order that Felina brought forth. Felina, as you know, you and I had a conversation prior to this meeting, and it is my opinion, based on parliamentarian experience that I have and sharing experience that I have, that any member of this committee, even though I feel your concern is moot because there was no second to that motion, but if it was a second to that motion, any member of this committee can make a motion. That motion can be seconded. This committee can move on that motion in the affirmative or to vote it down. And then that motion goes to the PNB for affirmation. I had that conversation with you prior to this. So your concerns would be ameliorated at the PNB level should such a motion pass at this committee. But every committee has the right to pass such motion.
So what's your ruling, Chair?
My ruling, actually, I have nothing to rule because she made an inquiry. She really didn't say that we broke a rule because the motion that Ron brought forth, no one seconded, so there's no action. Therefore, there's no violation or potential violation.
I had a point of order, Chair.
Go right ahead, please, Mr. Lawrence.
Thank you. I completely agree with you. There is no rule being violated at this point. We could determine whether I think we could determine. I think it would be fair to determine whether. Hello. I think it would be fair for this committee to determine whether we need to have an election or we could populate the committee tonight and report to the PNB at the next regularly scheduled PNB meeting as a coordinating committee. Thank you, Chair.
Well, thank you for your comments. And I would really hope that we're not talking in circles, meaning that most people who don't want to serve on this committee are either not here or here, and we're going back and forth about who we're going to choose to serve when, in the end of it, it may be only one person from the station who want to serve in the first place, at least three of the five stations. So it was my hope that we could get past this election business because, after all, the committee has not met for 6 months going into the seventh month. And if we're going to need to go through all of this minutia in order to get the population, then that's fine. But it was my hope, and I see that it was a futile hope, that we were going to be able to populate this committee by acclamation. It appears to me, based on spending these last 30 minutes or more on this discussion, which is far beyond 15 minutes we allotted, I think that we probably need to just go ahead with a formal election. And since that's going to take probably all of 30 days, I see no reason why this committee cannot operate, like Ron said, with 22, if we're going to do anything in the next 30 days. But I will entertain a motion to move forward to the next item on the agenda and dispense of this item. I will entertain a motion to set up a formal election. And therefore, you have a number of days to make your nomination and a number of days to vote. And the vote will be counted by the tellers. As I understand, Felina, the conversation we had before, you indicated that there was an agreement of a former teller willing to do the tellering for this. And could you speak to that?
Yes. Are you recognizing me, Dwayne?
I asked you to speak to it, yes.
we have two sellers willing to do the tellering. That is Terry Goodman and Fred Blair. Both have given me the verbal confirmation that they would be willing to do this service to the foundation.
Okay, members, what is your pleasure? I'll take a stack on that.
Chair, point of information. This is Chris Corey.
Go ahead, Chris.
So I'm just curious. I'm actually somewhat baffled at this juncture in that I'm not sure how many members from each station we're actually allowed to have in this election. I mean, if we're allowed to have more than one and we have two, for example, and there's only two candidates, there's no need for an election. So I think in order to determine whether we even need an election, we should establish how many members we can have from each station. And I understand Ron's objection, but I also want to add that the scope of what this committee does is actually far more limited than the PNB, and it's designed to bring an agenda together for the PNB. We're not here to discuss financial issues or debate legal matters or any of those things. We are here to do but one thing, and the fact that that's such a simple thing or a relatively simple thing should bring us together as a committee and make governing it pretty easy and make the deliberations pretty easy. So it shouldn't matter how many members are present, in my opinion. But I'm very confused as to how many members we're actually putting up for this committee from each station. And I understand everything that you said, Dwayne. I've been listening carefully, and I'm just confused. So if there's somebody that could clarify it, yourself or somebody else, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Ron, I'll do it back.
Okay, Ron, go ahead.
I wanted to piggyback on with Selena. Hello?
I'm sorry, timekeeper. I'm sorry, Ron, to interrupt you. I just wanted to say that the time was up for this item, and we...
The motion to extend.
Paulina moves to extend by 5 minutes.
Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? So noted. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, I think the point that Paulina was making is that a body should determine how many participants rather than this committee, because this committee doesn't exist yet. It doesn't exist in terms of just being populated. But I think the body, and I think this is what Lynn was saying, correct me if I'm wrong, that the body should be addressed on this issue, because the pros and cons of how many people should serve. If the body says, okay, well, we want two representatives from each station, then if the body votes that way, then that's the will of the body. So I think that this, how we populate this, I think we entertain ideas, but I think those ideas ought to be presented to the body as a whole, for ratification.
So let me get an understanding. Because Chris asked the question, and I want to give him some clarity. Bylaws state that there are three automatic members of this committee, the chair, the vice chair, and the secretary. So technically, as some of you have pointed out, there's no question that this meeting was properly called. There's no question that this coordinating committee is a standing committee and authorized to meet, even though it hasn't met. So this is a bona fide meeting. Now, the question may be, and the question may rise, who has voting rights in this meeting? And I think it's inarguable that at least three people have voting rights in this committee tonight. And those are the three officers, two of which are here. Now, you could argue that those who are not already populated or approved by the PNB may not have voting rights. But it's inarguable that the three officers have voting rights in this called meeting. Now, the reason I say that is because it appears to me that there was no support, since I heard no second of Ron's initial motion, which was to limit to one person per station, which is allowed for, in fact, articulated in the bylaws.
90 seconds.
And having not heard a second on that motion, one could infer that there's no support for that motion. Is that
Mr. Correct? Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, you can't infer that, though, because there are too many people not here.
Well, no, okay. We only go back people in the meeting. We only go back people in the
meeting.
I'd like
to second the motion.
Well, now, that is what a convener likes to hear, because we can't go by folk who are not in the meeting. That's their choice. We go by who is in a meeting. And therefore, when I didn't hear anyone in the meeting affirm the motion, I could infer there was no support for it. That's just a natural inference. If 10 people, 11 people are hearing something and none second it, that means it doesn't have support. But having heard now that Grace is willing to second that motion now is alive. And I want you to find in your heart, since you brought it up about voting rights and about some not having legitimacy in this meeting, are just here for hearing and commenting. But since I strongly argue that there are three voting members of this committee, without a doubt.
Four with the executive director.
Four with the executive director. So that's without a doubt. So if the rest of you you've made a consensus, and rightfully so perhaps, that because the PNB has not approved your membership, that then you should not be able to formally vote. That's something you're going to have to decide in this committee. But as I stated to Polina and I've stated to you that this committee has a right to make motions. And those motions then go to the PNB regular meeting for affirmation or to be struck down.
Sandra, may I be recognized?
Go ahead, Sandra.
Can someone please email me the text of the motion that Grace just seconded?
I would ask Ron to
submit
the motion. It's pretty explicit that we limit to, as the bylaws say, one person per station. That's the motion.
Okay. So the five officers, the chair, vice chair, secretary, interim executive director, and the interim CFO, and one member from each signal area, and no affiliates, correct?
That's correct.
Correct.
All right, thank you.
All right. Now,
Chair, time is up for this item again.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. I heard no extension. Now we're going to get into the real difficult determination. There are three members. Who's asking for the floor?
This is Ron. A quick question.
Go ahead, Ron.
I need a little clarity on one thing. All right. So if this body tonight, the four members or three members that are on the call tonight, vote to not support my motion, does that mean that I can't present that motion to the entire PNB?
Oh, absolutely. You can present that motion to the entire PNB. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
This is James with an inquiry.
Go ahead, James.
Yeah. I apologize. I do not have the bylaws in front of me because I keep trying to go to that site, and I get my computer tells me that they don't. That Pacifica does not provide a secure site, and it doesn't allow me to view them. But I believe that's an issue with my computer. I'm just explaining why I don't have them in front of me.
Okay.
As I understood what you said earlier, that the committee consists of the officers the conjunction and at least one representative from each station. So the committee does not and cannot constitute just the officers, because the committee is the officers and at least one person from each station. So the officers could not act as the committee in this case, because it requires at least one person from each additional station. Again, if you read that, which I understand is the precedent, well, I won't even go there, but let's just start with that. Thank you.
If you read it correctly, and let's just say, since we are talking about suppositions and possibilities, if there was no management team, as it is not now, and 3-4 months ago, the committee wasn't populated like it hasn't been populated, and the three officers or five officers determined they wanted to call a meeting of the coordinating committee, you're saying that they couldn't call a meeting of the coordinating committee. And I don't agree with that. That's because the committee wasn't populated. The committee is automatically populated with the officers. Short of the PNB deciding, for whatever reason, it doesn't want to populate a committee for lack of interest or lack of volunteers or whatever the case is. But I take your point, and I really don't believe it's necessary to even go back and forth on that point, because in the end, this motion will need to go to the PNB anyway. So I will simply suggest that Ron prepare the motion to go before the next PNB meeting, and we could dispense of this matter and not spend any additional time on it.
Point of order, Paulina.
What is your point of order?
I believe that adhering strictly to the bylaws, it seems that, as you have so on such numerous occasions read, Mr. Lark, the committee consists of the officers and at least one member per, signal area. Now, that means that I believe that this committee it is, I think, the body that has to elect the officers. So the question here is the interpretation of the bylaws, right? It's not just what the bylaws say, it's how
Paulina,
we read
them. Paulina,
I'm going
to need to ask you, what rule has been broken?
I'm not saying that any rule has been broken. Maybe it's a request for information in that case. Then my question is the following. Are we really in the right place right now to pass any motions if the committee hasn't really been constituted? I understand, Mr. Chair, your argument that the committee has been constituted from before, but if it's not populated, right?
I got the question.
So I agree with Ron. Thank you.
Your question is not necessary.
Should we adjourn or should we? Yes.
Your question is not necessary because the convener is already, before you spoke, right before you spoke, the convener pleaded with the members that this particular motion that Ron has brought forth is referred to and will be brought to the PNB. So what you're saying is not even germane. It is moot.
Mm.
And what I'm trying to do.
Let me modify, Mr. Chair. Okay.
Yes.
So I think it is the purview of this committee, as presently constituted by the officers present, so it's three, to have at least, to elect at least one. One officer, but if we wanted to elect more than one, I think the body, the whole body would need to rule on that. That's my understanding. If I am misinterpreting the bylaws, then that's the case. But that's my reading of it, and that's where
okay,
I stand.
Okay, well, we thank you.
Now,
on
to the fact.
We thank
fact.
You for those comments, Paulina. Thank you very much. Now, are there anyone other than Lawrence who want to be on the stack? Okay, go
this
ahead.
This is
Lana.
Sandra.
All right, Sandra.
I would just suggest that if somebody's going to do the reading of the bylaws or try to cite them,
that they actually cite the section of the bylaws. This way, I won't be confused as to what they're trying, the point that they're trying to make. I think it's been iterated that whatever decision and whatever motion passes here today has to be ratified by the complete PMB. So I think we're really wasting valuable time in regards to, you know, throwing things up in the air, hoping that they stick on the wall somewhere. I'm really not okay with that, and it's very confusing to hear people argue something without citing the bylaws per se, according to the bylaws. So cite your citation, please.
Okay, Sandra?
Yeah, thank you. I would just like to recommend that Mr. Pinchback present his motion to the full PMB next week so that we can vote on what constitutes the coordinating committee members and that we adjourn this meeting. Thank you.
Okay.
Nancy, a second?
Yes, Walt, I believe that was a motion.
This is James with a point of order.
I object.
Okay. Go ahead, James.
I think you need to separate that. I don't think you can move to adjourn, which requires no debate, and move to do what she wanted to do with Ron's motion. So I think maybe that should be separated. Thank you.
I struggle. I really do. I struggle with, because I think I'm a fairly good communicator. And when Polita spoke, I indicated that Ron's motion would be going to the PNB. So I'm really struggling with whether or not I'm being heard, because that both of those comments were rather redundant. Ron even asked the question, can I take this to the PNB even if it fails at this meeting? So we kind of like going in circles unnecessarily. So we don't have to separate it out because it's not a proper motion in the first place. But if Sandra would come back and make a motion to adjourn, I think I can better address that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. May I be recognized?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I make a motion that we adjourn this meeting. Thank you.
Is there a
second? Second.
Okay. I heard an objection, so Grace, would you take the role?
You mean Sandra?
Would you take the vote? Thanks. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me make sure I've got everybody on here. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay, Grace Aaron. Hello. Okay.
I'm back.
I'm sorry. Am I voting to adjourn?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lark?
Abstain. Come back to me.
Ms. Reyes?
Pass.
Ron?
Yes.
Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Alina Vasiliev?
Yes.
James Sagerton?
Yes.
Chris Corey?
No.
Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Sandra votes yes. Is there anybody's name that I didn't call?
You didn't call my
name. Yeah, Andrea.
You didn't call my name.
Andrea.
Now, Secretary Rena Jacob.
Andrea. How do you vote, Andrea?
Yes, to adjourn.
Okay. And there was somebody else?
Sabrina
Jacob.
Sabrina? And how do you vote, Sabrina?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so let's see. We have
I'll
one.
I pass, Sandra. I pass. No,
oh,
it's
Lawrence, I'm sorry. How do you vote, Lawrence?
I'm abstaining.
Okay. And Dwayne, I think you wanted me to come back. Okay, you abstain. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Vote yes to adjourn. And to abstain.
Sandra, yeah, Sandra, I'm going to change my vote to abstain.
Okay, so that's Chris. So that's all yeses and two abstentions.
Okay, this meeting is adjourned.
All right, thank you.